Production number one, qui nous fera service à Boda Bodak, Eric Lucas Junior Taxi.
Okay, not that once more, Babululuanga 18. That's 18:15, Babululuanga and Dinta of Akombo Radio. Okay, we go straight to the evening news.
23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Mpika woman dies in a motorbike accident. In African news, a plan to test Liberian school children for drugs blocked. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 35-year-old woman has tragically died in a road accident after she fell off a motorbike and was run over by an oncoming motor vehicle in Pika district of Muchinga province. Muchinga Province Police Commissioner Dennis Muller confirmed that the accident happened at Kamambwe Gold Mine along Chipundu Gravel Road, about 35 kilometers east of Mpika Boma. Mr. Muller said the accident happened around 10 hours yesterday. He said a woman identified as Mercy Muller, aged 35, from Mikanga Village in Pika District, was run over by an Isuzu UD90 bearing registration number BAD2882 after falling off a Gatoma motorbike bearing registration number ARC7408ZM. Mr. Muller was a passenger on the Gatoma motorbike. According to Mr. Muller, the accident happened after the motorbike rider lost control of the bike, causing the passenger to fall off the bike and was then run over by the motor vehicle, which was coming from the opposite direction. He explained that the driver of the Isuzu UD 90 and motorcycle rider both fled the scene after the accident. Mr. Muller explained that the now deceased sustained a bleeding from nose, fractured right hand, cut on the head, and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Mpika Urban Clinic, and the body has since been deposited to Mpika Urban Clinic mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination. Stakeholders in Kapirimpoji are demanding for the speedy process to have the Urban Clinic upgraded. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Reverend Dr. Solomon Muntanga, a prominent clergyman in the district and former District Child Protection Committee chairperson, has expressed a deep concern over the deplorable state of the Urban Clinic. Dr. Muntanga is now calling on authorities to swiftly upgrade it to a level 1 hospital. He pointed out that doing so would enable the clinic to provide more comprehensive healthcare services, addressing the current limitations and ensuring better healthcare delivery to the community.
Kireshini ya kapili na ikula sana. Na bantu abalesta access ma services. Abe ngiba sta access pa Urban Clinic. Lelo infrastructure tayile moneka wino. It has deteriorated, it is not painted. Ngamwaya para pa OPD paria kuichi poti hoichaka le na chikwanisha nemiaka. Surely do we need somebody, a district director of health, mshemula tandarira ichipatara ichipatara fie nuku mwana ma condition efe ya verere mwuzi chile chipoti hochiria chaka yesa anachiria. The clinic is not painted. Ngamwaya kuma toile tukuri abantu tibe ingiremo ama patients na bagaba leta ama patients na bambifye walafi luku mwumpia ama toile taria yari mu deplorable situation in
Lubambe Copper Mines Limited has officially handed over a 1x4 classroom block, a wharf fence, and an ablution block to Mianda Primary School in Konkola Township of Rachililabombo District. Speaking at the handover ceremony, Lubambe Deputy Chief Executive Officer Daniel Chihili disclosed that the mine, through its Corporate Social Responsibility CSR program, has constructed a total of 16 classrooms in various schools within its operational areas. Mr. Chihili emphasized the mine's commitment to supporting government efforts to improve the education sector by providing quality learning facilities. He further stressed that Lubambe Copper Mines will continue to provide scholarships to deserving pupils, a program that began 4 years ago and supports 20 pupils annually.
The government to give them an opportunity so that tomorrow they can also become like us. We are what we are today because somebody gave us an opportunity. So we are happy as one the copper mine to provide this beautiful infrastructure and secure it and also sanitation facilities to our lenders so that from here we start looking at life differently. So we all have a responsibility.
And speaking at the same event, Chililabombo Member of Parliament and Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, commended the mine for its dedication to supporting development in its operational areas, particularly in Chililabombo District. However, Mr. Kabuswe also appealed to Lubambe Mine to address the deplorable state of the roads in the surrounding communities, noting that the infrastructure has been neglected for many years.
Lubambe can do the roads, but I want to tell you that every year, this constituency will be receiving $20 million through the KCM CSR program. So she gave me the one thing, the popular, the one to Aleka. So I realized, you couldn't even ask, I said, you're going to be a phone call. Thank you. Development is not like a race of a lot of a lot. I think, Ubana school, I think, Ubana school, I think,